Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Amen. You may be seated. I won't hold you. In fact, we are about to. I wanted to, because today is Super Bowl Sunday. And the two teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. Yeah, the Pats. There are emissaries from the New England Patriots right here. They lived in New England. That's why it's reasonable. And the Philadelphia Eagles. Who is cheering for the Eagles? Did you live in Philadelphia, or you just like them? Well, there's something unusual. I mean, both of them I really like. Brady has good values, and I wouldn't mind his releasing a tithe wherever. But he's a faithful, good man. And Nick Foles, I read about him, that quarterback for the Eagles, that his main ambition is, I don't know whether you read this, but I have the article right here. It says, Nick Foles has a calling far greater than throwing touchdown passes. He says, basically, as soon as I stop doing the football, I want to be a pastor. It's on my heart. I took a leap of faith and signed up to take classes at seminary. So he's a man of God, loves the Lord. So anyway, so in that context, then I want you to see a picture of, this is the eternal Super Bowl picturization here. I'll read it to you. Hebrews 12, verse 22 says, "But you," tell your neighbor, "you." Because this is going to be our end zone. "You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem." This week, Watch Focus has been to bless Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But it is important. One of the reasons we talk about Jerusalem, and in the watch we pray for Jerusalem and bless, and may they prosper who love thee. Well, I'll tell you, America is set in an amazing prophetic position as we blessed Israel and Jerusalem. As our president said, "I don't care who else opposes, for as for me and the United States of America, as for me and my house, we bless Jerusalem as the undivided capital of Israel." And so, I want to catch that wave. See, there is a wave of blessing and prosperity. That's part of what you are. You and Dan, and I so appreciate your impartation today. So that's, as we bless Jerusalem, there is a prosperity and a wave of glory. But our eternal calling here, you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the city of the living God. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, all registered in heaven. Do you know that when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and exercise faith, as you say, "I have received that word, repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit," that your name is registered in heaven. How about that? Say, "I'm registered in heaven." That's great. I like that. That is the best ID I want. You're registered in heaven. Hello, here's my card. You've come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks of better things than that of Abel. So as you think of this early this evening, as the meet in the Minnesota Stadium. And there are thousands, yay, cheering. Well, there is a greater, the eternal Super Bowl, where there are unique people cheering you on. And these are, you have come to an innumerable company of angels. Just think about it. One angel will have been around some angelic activity and been visited by an angel. Believe me, they carry so much glory. He'll shake you up. Here, it's like zillions of angels. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels. Just want you to, as we enjoy watching, if you're going to watch, that this is the greater Super Bowl. And you come to the assembly and church of the firstborn, to the God of who is the judge of all, the spirit of just men made perfect, to Jesus, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks of better things than that of Abel. I mean, there is the blood of Jesus is speaking on your behalf, and it's blessing you. And the thing I want to just take note and release you in a few minutes, because I really felt like this prophetic vision and dream and the prayers of Katie and Jenna, that they were important. They carried the glory this morning that was important, and we need to just bask in that. But one of the other aspects here that I believe God is doing, and it's like in the Super Bowl, you will see a kind of, they're all cheering, all ready to cheer their team and all of that. But what I saw, what I'm seeing here, and what I believe God is doing right now in the church and for you, is you may have gotten a sense of it. I talked about a little about it on Friday night, that I don't know how many of you watched the State of the Union speech of the president, and how many were, I mean, when he talked about the North Korean refugees who's, you know, the accident that cut off both his legs, and on crutches, he carried his body all across, I mean, to the border of North Korea, escaped from the terror of communists, the evil, and then entered China, and on crutches came all across China to the South China, and then crossed the border into Thailand and Cambodia and into those places, and then from that region was able to make his way home to South Korea. And I'm so proud that our president pointed him out and talked about his story, that here is the human heart yearning for freedom. And by the way, I mean, the evil of the communist spirit, that wherever it touches, that makes people in starvation mode. And he was literally starving. And that's how he lost his legs. He fainted on the train wrecks as he was trying to get a piece of coal to sell. But as he held up those crutches, I mean, how many of you got in the State of the Union, you got a little teary when you heard, did you? I got teary-eyed. And that story of the kid from Reading, who himself just sovereignly got a word, and he started honoring the veterans' graves by putting a flag around. That just, yeah, and I said, wow, there are young kids in America who are being touched by God in that way. And then that policeman from Albuquerque, who the addicted woman said, I don't mess with me, but my baby, I'm concerned. He said, but well, Here's my picture of my family. And God told him at that moment, God told him, take care of this baby. You adopt him. And so there they were with the wife and the little baby that she was taking care of, and they adopted. I mean, isn't that great? And the thing was, what I felt like was the Lord was telling us, we are not apart. We are a part of each other. And that in the anointing, even more so, as I read this, you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to a company of angels. You have come to the spirits of just men and Jesus, your leader, your great quarterback of all quarterbacks, the greatest, who brought us in the midst of what they thought was total loss. Jesus brought the greatest victory to save every soul on earth. I mean, I said, yay, yes. And in that, then, I felt this is the sense of community you get when you are, like, families get together and have snacks and all. In fact, by the way, they find that this is the second largest sales of snacks and stuff in the entire year is on Super Bowl Sunday. So many families getting together. But it's a sense of community. And that's what you get as you read this. You, as a believer in the eternal Super Bowl, you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the spirits of just men. You belong. Say, I belong. And the urge and the anointing of the Spirit of God right now, I could sense it in the State of the Union. I could sense it, of course, today in the Super Bowl, that I believe the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of Awakening, is also getting anointing, a spirit of community, that we belong. I felt that that little North Korean guy, I wanted to bring him home and say, let's eat together. By the way, some of you may know, but Bonnie and I have met several of these North Korean refugees and pastors, and we have met, we can't talk much about it, but a lot of our product has been translated in Korean language, and it's being taken across the border. Do you have something to say?
Yeah, Mahesh, just because it is our family community way to be in the glory, to move in the river and be in a living moment, a living encounter, just like you're describing out of Hebrews. And this morning for the offering, what was in my heart was to make a very special offering to our friends, the Nimmos, who are working with the North Korean refugees, the women that have escaped and then been taken into the sex trade in China, and then the children that are produced are throwaway children. So one of the things that we help to support is the Nimmos' work there on the border of North Korea and China. And that was my offering for this morning. You didn't know that. And so this whole, we're in the glory is the point. We are indeed in that place in heaven before the throne. So let us not be passive. Just let us all rejoice and celebrate and enter in to the presence of the King of Glory, because God is with us. He is with us, and he's just providing an opportunity for each one of us to be a particular note in the concert of the symphony that he is literally orchestrating with our lives together, not just this community, but most interestingly, even geographically in this location, you may have noticed, there are 8 churches, 8 Christian churches within approximately a 2 to 3 mile radius. So right now, every Sunday morning, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of us Spirit-filled believers right in this little sort of glory portal. So we celebrate the Lord, and we bless our nation. We bless our president. We pray for a new release of the Spirit of liberty in America, to send courage and release of the spirit of liberty to the nations, just like we saw in all of these demonstrations of the heart of the American people and the shining light that has become, you know, embodied in the symbol of the Statue of Liberty. And that dream is not dead. That dream is not dead, as we saw with that young man from North Korea and his crutches.
Amen. Amen. So, see, the other point I wanted to make was, in that context of what we are talking about, that's the great eternal Super Bowl and this innumerable company of angels. Just think, that means about millions upon millions. I think that they cannot be numbered. How, if they start cheering, what kind of noisy celebration is it? And it's part of it is, there is, and I've sensed this wave in these last few weeks, a fresh impartation for celebration, for worship. We call that worship and praise in our assembly, but it is increasing, and may you get that vim and vigor to kick in into a new gear of praise and of worship with an innumerable company of angels. So we take it to the next level. And the other thing we see here with these champion athletes that are going to be, these are the best of the best. They have won many gridiron battles. And by the way, I thought of my beginnings when I first came to America. I was brought up with cricket. I was raised in a British colony, and soccer. So those were my games I played. I played cricket. I was it's something similar to baseball. And I was born with an ability to do something that is unique. That in cricket, the way you spin a ball and then it can hang and twist the other way, and the people do that in same thing in the baseball. But I had something, so I was popular doing cricket as a bowler. But I enjoyed that. And then I come to the United States and I've never been around American football. And so we used to do little football things on my college. And I didn't know what I was doing. And we did touch football in the college, and they said, "Hey, you, Mahesh, you are going to be a blocker. You block." The biggest man in the college was a giant, amazing Japanese Hawaiian. I remember his name. I don't know. God bless him. His name is Masi Tanihara. Remember his full name. And they said, "See that? You're going to stop him. Whichever way, you're going to be a blocker. You go, that's all you need to know. You block whatever you need to do. You stop him." And he was the biggest guy. So, okay. I didn't know anything about football. And I said, "I'm going to stop him." And he rushed. And I held him. And then I bit as hard as I could. I bit him, and he screamed and stopped. And he said, "This man bit me." I said, "I'm supposed to stop you." I didn't know that was not kosher. Anyway, so I knew at least for those still, like my brother Klaus, they're still trying to understand what football is. There are two teams, one ball, that is the end zone, and your mission is to get the ball to the end zone. and get there as many times as possible. Preferably more than the other team. So that's our mission. And that there are forces fighting against you and they'll oppose you. That's it. But the angels are watching and the Lord is cheering us on that we will. We are always victorious. Say, I have the victory.
I have the victory.
Through Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's all stand. Glory to God. Thank you today. It's so, I'm proud of you. You made it through rain and storm and thunder and lightning. You're great warriors. Praise God. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. Say, I have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to a great company of angels, to the church of the firstborn. And I am registered in heaven. I've come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the spirits of just men made perfect, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks great things on my behalf, on my family's behalf. All that I touch, I am blessed, and I am prospering. Even this year, in Jesus' name, I declare the victory. Amen. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to worship in a moment. I want Katie to come up and the healing team. But if you need a particular obstacle where it's there's a debt load that you have that you really have a concern about, let Katie offer to pray for you. And if you want a touch from the Lord, you want Holy Spirit baptism, there's someone who's a family member needs some, there's a deliverance. Stand in for them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. There is healing for another family member for cancer right now. So come get attached. If you want to, the Lord is telling you to join this community, this church. I believe God's speaking to someone about that. Come up and tell these precious members of the healing team. Praise God. Thank you. And enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday the rest of the day. We're going to worship. Michael, lead us.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.